I want to give you these three seals. It's not three seals. I got to get three seals, three seals, three seals. In other words, I make three statements, and we pray over it a few minutes, that it enter into our life. Number one, he who loves God with all their heart will be lifted in his presence more and more. Let's pray about that a minute. You love God with all your heart, you'll be lifted in his presence more and more. As a people, we need to love God. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. He who loves God with all their heart will be lifted in his presence more and more. Loving God is important. Lord, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Holy Spirit, we love you. Thank you for loving us. We love you, God. Oh, how we love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Number two. Now listen very carefully, because sickness, disease, lack, limitation, family problem, business problem, job problem, etc. will be touched here by the Spirit of God. Listen what the Lord says. My whole life will be unlocked from all curses today. Come on, let's pray about it. My whole life will be unlocked from all curses today. Anything that is against you will be unlocked today. My whole life will be unlocked from all curses, all sickness, all disease, all problem today. Open your spirit. No more curses. In Jesus' name. And then number three, we're going to pray about number three, and then I'll preach the word. Every good gift and every perfect gift is flowing freely now in my life on purpose to be a blessing. Every good gift and every perfect gift is flowing freely now in my life on purpose to be a blessing. Pray about that a minute. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In Jesus' name, we have prayed and given thanks. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Get your Bibles. In Matthew chapter 16, there's a story of revelation. What revelation would do for your life. Revelation in the spirit realm consists of two things. Life and light. I can't hear you. Life and light. Life in the spirit is not validated without light. And when I say light, I mean understanding from God. There's another realm. Say there's another realm. There's a realm beyond just breathing naturally. There's another breath that comes supernaturally from the Holy Spirit. It is a reality. It will change things for you. It will bring you into another dimension of living as you yield to the Holy Spirit, who is a person of the Godhead, Father God. Then you have the Lord Jesus. Then you have the Holy Spirit. In this lesson, it teaches us something about revelation. It also, I want you to catch a hold of these words before we read. This subject is, you have to step it. It's threefold. In this revelation, we're going to see the Lord talking, he says, my church. So the church belonged to Jesus. Amen. Amen. So you're going to see in this revelation, he's talking about my church. When you let him have his church, he'll bring on a great production. Yeah, kingdom production, covenant production. Supernatural things happen when we recognize that it's his church. He's the head of the church. We the body, all right? And so when that is understood, the next thing is understood. He says, because we recognize that this is his church, he says, by revelation, and I won't want you to miss this, your keys. We're going to read it. We're going to read it in the scripture. Your keys. So you being a Christian, you being a child of God, you're packing a multitude of supernatural keys that works by faith. What I say? What you packing? You're packing a what? And not just one, a bundle, a multitude. Wisdom is a key. Understanding is a key. You got a key for, you can unlock some wisdom. You can unlock understanding for situation, okay? Now, because of that, there's another addition the Spirit will add on. My church, your keys. Now I'm going to read a scripture with this last one so you can understand it. Ought not. Ought not is a covenant connotation. Ought not, I'm going to get to it, with that woman who's humped over for 18 years. And Jesus said, ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham. He's talking covenant. Be free from this satanic bondage on the Sabbath day. So my church, your keys, ought not. Look at your hardest problem now. Look at your hardest situation and listen to me. Look at the hardest thing you're dealing with. Matter of fact, you're dealing with something you can't deal with. It will not answer you. But you belong to his church. He's given you his keys, and he's saying to you, ought not. Powerful, man. Powerful. Powerful. So we'll read that ought not scripture in a minute, but I want to read from this revelation. I want you to start living beyond opinion. That's a lot of opinion. How many of y'all believe that's a lot of opinion in the world? God designed us to live, and you just write it down, Genesis 1:28. God designed us to live in dominion, not by opinion. But if you're going to live by dominion, you got to have a revelation of the dominator, of God himself. You see what I'm saying? God never loses. And his children shouldn't lose if they're properly connected to him. Amen. We are not to live by facts. What? We are to live by truth. Truth overrules facts. That which is a fact in the natural, the supernatural can come in and change it. He who is dead, the supernatural can raise him up. He who is sick, the supernatural can heal him. When the medical doctor say we can't do no more, there's another doctor in another realm. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. So in Matthew 16, once all these people give their opinion, and religion give you a lot of opinion, religious, you can have a Bible living by opinion, but once you step into the light of revelation from the Holy Spirit, you turn into another person, from a natural person to a spiritual person. So here in Matthew 16, verse 17, well, verse 16, because Peter, he asked, but the public opinion, see, oh my goodness. The church cannot, we as believers cannot permit public opinion to determine how we're going to come out. We can't let natural government We pray for people who are in the government, people who are in authority, but we cannot let them determine how the church come out. See, the church is designed by God to rule and reign by another set of laws, a higher set of laws. You find them, if you're taking notes, you find those laws in Romans 8:2. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. We live on a different set of laws. We live on the spiritual laws. That would cause us to live right, want to live a holy life. But we don't live by what man says alone. We have a God in heaven who give us direction, and he's a present help in the time of trouble. The Bible says God is not mocked. He's not his word. He has to keep his word, or he wouldn't be God. And so he's not mocked. He's not going to let nobody change his word. If you stand on his word by faith, he's going to make it happen for you. All right. Yeah, he can make it happen. So we turn, and if you read in the 13th verse through the 15th verse, 13th verse through the 14th verse, you see man's opinion. But here's what the Lord says in the 15th verse. He said, and he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, what he said? Come on, y'all say there was some enthusiasm. Who you say he is? All right, so now, watch what God said in the next verse. And Jesus answered and said unto him, verse 17, blessed, empowered to prosper. And what blessed mean? Now you're in a position to be empowered. You're empowered now to prosper. You're empowered now to walk and function in another realm. You heard me? Come on, Christian. Whether you know it or not, come on. You're empowered to be different. You're empowered to have peace in the midst of trouble. Why? You know you're going to come out. See, your spirit can pick up peace. When everything else, your senses and your feeling and your surrounding and your situation and your circumstances is saying you're going down, but your spirit picks something else up. Because you're a child of the living God. There's another realm. There's another dimension. There's another level that God wants us to live on. Come on, church. As you study the word and understand that God's word is spirit and life, it puts you in another category. You can pray. You can say some things. You can decree things. You can declare things. And God will back you up. Come on, I got to preach here. We got visitors here today. God will back you up. I have a revelation I'm going to give you in a few minutes that's going to change your life forever. In a few moments, I believe the Lord is going to let it out. It's a revelation for 47 years. I've been stumbling and stumbling and fumbling, trying to carry things out a certain way. God showed me a revelation, so you don't have to do it that way. Okay? All right, let's go. And so he says, and Simon Peter answered, verse 16, said, thou the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood, now watch this, has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. I want you to underline that word revealed, because I want to work with that word. Reveal mean light. Reveal mean God's understanding coming to you by way of the Holy Spirit. All right? Reveal mean God showing you a mystery, a secret, or God telling you something that you couldn't get from nobody else. It's an enlightenment. It's like when Jesus was on the cross, the Bible says a hand came and cut the veil in two. That veil was holding people back from getting close to God. But now as Christian, we all can get close to God. All right? So revelation is so important. So underline the word reveal, and I'll go a little further. Reveal unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. So it's a revelation from heaven, right? I said it's a revelation from heaven, right? Yes, sir. That voice is talking about a revelation from heaven. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I said a voice is talking about a revelation from heaven. From God, who knows everything.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Now watch. Now watch. He says in verse 17, and Jesus answered unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Now watch what he says in verse 18. It's very important. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Watch what he says. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter. And when he says, and upon this rock, the rock is the revelation that Peter saw from heard from heaven, I will build my church. Now underline my church, because you're always talking about your church, their church, and all these other people's church. This is Jesus' church. This is Word Life Christian Center, belong to Jesus. All right, it's Jesus' church. It ain't Leroy's church, and not Carolyn's church, and the 12 deacon church. It's Jesus' church. All right. Now, he said somebody's church. He said, I will build my church, didn't he?
Yes.
The Bible says, except the Lord build a house, they that labor, labors in vain.
Right.
All right, so you got to let the Lord build his church. All right, and he said, against my people in my church, the gates of hell should not prevent them from going where they need to go. That word prevailed. See, many times as a young Baptist boy, some 35 years ago, I thought he was talking about the gates of hell coming against the church. But he's not talking, gates don't move. He's talking about us going to the gates of hell gate. And the gates can't stop us. When we see something in this word that God has said belonged to us by spiritual rights, by anointing, by revelation, we got to write what the next verse tells us. And now my church, now the 19th verse got a marvelous revelation in it, because those in his church, those in my church, the devil can't whip them. And those in my church, I'm going to give them supernatural keys to live a different lifestyle than a normal person and then a religious person. More a lifestyle different than some people going to church. Because going to church itself is not going to get it. Until you realize you're the church. And Jesus is the head. Can I get an amen here? What y'all going to do up in here? So with that revelation, not only do we find out that it's my church, and I will, verse 18, come on now, because I'm about to tell you the secret. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Woo, my. What kind of keys are these? Keys, plural, you see? Keys. So the church belonged to him. What else? Y'all scared? Y'all Santa Claus? And the keys belong to me.
Yep, that's right.
The church belong to him. And the keys belong to me. Keys to, as Matthew 13:11 says, give them to you to know the mysteries. Keys to mysteries, things that a natural mind can't figure out, but by revelation and by insight and by illumination and by inspiration, God show it to you. His way. All right. I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever. Look at that word, whatsoever. What's like Fred Price would say, what whatsoever mean? What I mean, what come on, what whatsoever mean? What, huh? Somebody answer me, Oxy. Somebody. You mean I can bind sickness with this key? Financial problem? I can unlock my finances? What? I want them keys, man. Give them here. you understand what I'm saying? Come on now. Now, here's the big one I'm gonna drop on you. Lord, drop this on me. Boy, when you see this thing here, I mean, this is going to rock many religions and it's going to rock many large ministries, but we're going to rock them this morning. Because the Lord revealed this to me and it's going to ease your life up. The tension on your life, you're going to ease up. See, we've been going around here talking about breakthrough.
Uh-oh. Come on,
Apostle. Me too. Get our breakthrough. Lord said, listen, I ain't telling you nothing about no breakthrough. Lord said, why do you need the breakthrough? You got key. He says, from this day forward, I don't want you talking about no breakthrough. I want you unlocking what's holding you back. Y'all ain't getting this thing, man. We've been talking about breakthrough this, breakthrough that. You know when you got a breakthrough, you get all scratched up. You're trying to knock the door down. God said, "Didn't I tell you by revelation? I gave you the key. Satan can't lock you up. No way he tried because you got key."
That's good, Dad. That's good.
So this morning. You move, watch it.
All right.
Oh, it's smooth, yeah, boy.
Yeah.
You move from breakthrough to unlock. How many got it? Say, I have keys.
I have keys.
You see that? We've been talking about breakthrough for 50 years. Darnell tried to find breakthrough in the Bible, he can't find it. Let me show you why. Colossians 2:15. Show you why you don't have to break through nothing. The breaker has already broken it. You just got to know it. You just got to know it and honor it by faith. And wherever Jesus went, you can go. So stop worrying about your breakthrough now. Listen to me and get these keys. And go in there and get what belongs to you. Man, I'm preaching now. Y'all ain't helping me. Y'all. Huh? So you don't have to be fighting, girl. You know certain things belong to you, right? You don't have to fight them now. You take them keys and just, I mean, even for your own imagination, for your own mind, that your mind can catch the mind of Christ, just when you're dealing with something, just say, I'm taking out this key. Unlock this thing in Jesus' name. Jesus' name is a key. Faith is a key. Wisdom is a key, children. Understanding is a key. Lord, give me understanding here so I can unlock this thing here. The hustle, Beverly, and the bustle is over. By revelation, every child of God under the sound of my voice know I don't need a breakthrough. I need to know how to use this key. Come on, man. I gotta let this sink, man. I'm not gonna jump over this. This got to sink. This got to sink in your heart. Lord, what key should I use right here? No more bondage. Got keys. How can you bind somebody who got the key for the lock? I'm gonna show you Jesus using the key. Jesus used keys. Turn to Luke 13. I'm gonna tell you, or not. Now I'm gonna deal with or not right quick. Or not. Turn to Luke. Hey, Lord have mercy. We around here talking about get a breakthrough. Y'all, see, you've been trying to get a breakthrough in my finances. Unlock your finances. Satan, take your hand off of my money. Take your hand off of my house. Take your hand off of my children. Take your hand off of my joy. Take your hand off of my health. Take your hand off of my peace. I unlock it right now. I'm in authority. I'm in dominion. I'm reigning. I'm more than a conqueror. Now. Not when I get to heaven. I don't need them keys in heaven. Everything already open in heaven. I need them keys down here. I want you to go to your house and unlock every door been closed in your face. Unlock it. Unlock it. Unlock it. Now, I should ask this question earlier, but I'm asking now. I told you too fast. I should have asked that. I had a good setup. But God dog, I missed the accent. How many of y'all been trying to get a breakthrough on something? Y'all told the truth too. You been trying to get a breakthrough on it, right?
Yeah.
Now what you gonna do? Do you have anything what have happened to you here this morning by revelation? Do you know what kind of light this is? That's $100 ticket. Do you know what kind of light this is? Do you really know what have happened to you? Do you know the difference between trying to break in or break through something and unlocking it? Aren't you glad when you go home you got the key for your door at your house? Huh? Well, every blessing of God is your house. Every blessing that God promised you is your house. You got a right to go in it and get it. And you don't have to break in. Why? It's your house. It's your blessing. It's got all the promises of God or what? Yay and amen. If you know what you're doing. Now, I'm going to say this too. Some of you all supposed to be a whole lot further than you are. This revelation will speed up everything. For it's easier to unlock than it is to break in or break through. How many believe that? All of it's by faith. You're trying to get your breakthrough by faith. Actually now, this is bold territory here. Actually, I don't believe you never got a breakthrough. I believe you finally stumbled upon the key. But now you don't have to stumble on the key. You leave with the key. All right, Luke 13. Come on, Luke 13. Here's a woman in an unnatural fixed case. Unnatural. It's 18 years she's been dealing with it. Notice in the 11th verse of the 13th chapter of Luke. You with me? Talk to me. Who got their Bible over there? Talk to me now. I need y'all looking at this because I'm closing in a few minutes. I sure am not going to keep these guests too long. My church, your keys are not. Other words, since you're in my church, I've given you my keys, ought not you have what I say belong to you. My church, so my church working. What's the problem? You not using the key. You trying to get a breakthrough. Breakthrough for your own stuff. Oh, I forgot, Lord. I forgot. Colossians 2:15. I forgot. Now, let's go back to it. Let's go back to it. Now, Colossians 2:15 put a nail in Ephesians 6:12 coffin. So turn to these two. Ephesians 6:12, Colossians 2:15. We need to put a nail in the coffin of Ephesians 6:12, where it says we wrestle against, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and spiritual weakness, and against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Huh? Huh? And look what Colossians 2:15 said. Then I'm going to tell you why you can't get there. Why you haven't been getting there, but you'll get there after today. Now, they're talking about Jesus on the cross. And having spoiled, robbed, principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly on the cross, triumphing over them in it, in the cross. So these same principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness already been defeated. Let me take you a little further on this. I'll get back to this woman in a minute. Let me take you a little further. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. The keys works by revelation. The keys works by anointing.
Thank you, Lord.
You are anointing to go through that door.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If God said it,
that's right.
I have it. And I don't have to fight for it. It's already mine. Talk to me, son. It's already mine. When you have that confidence, it produces a courage. It produces an ability. It produces an anointing for you to live the good life on purpose. I said, write that down. I must live the good life on purpose. Write that down. I must live the good life. Put that in that phone. I must live the good life on purpose. The man of God told me I can't. You keep hanging around that girl, I can live the good life on purpose. You got to know these things to hang around, yeah, bro. Hang around our girls, you got to know this. I can live the good, say it, I can live the good life on purpose using these keys properly. So you see Ephesians 6:12 and you see Colossians 2:15, right?
Yes, sir.
Colossians 2:15 deal with Ephesians 6:12. But what about you now? What you going to do? There are three things you need to know. There are three things you need to know, and I'm going to show you to them by revelation. It's going to cause these keys to pop out at you. Ephesians 1. Good God Almighty. I'm going to show you here, the Lord want to show you how these keys has to be used. Ephesians 1:17, the apostle prays for the church. And here is a key lesson. Your life as a Christian has to work by revelation. God reveals secret to us because we're his children. It's something you need to know. Your neighbor might not know it, but God gonna see to it that you know it because you asked him. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you what the Spirit of God is saying to me right now. I'm going to tell you what the Spirit of God is saying to me right now. Your blind days are over. You know what I mean when I say your blind days are over? Every time you need to know what to do, you're going to see it. Huh? You're going to see it. God's going to give you a vision. God's going to give you a dream. God's going to give you a revelation, but you're going to know what to do from this day forward. If you follow instruction, you're going to be ready to handle any situation Matter of fact, you're going back clean up now. Time to back clean up. Time to back clean up. It's time to clean the bases now. It's time for the hit a home run. It's time for all the bases to be clean. Anything the devil been trying to do to you, today you need to know how to deal with it, because God have given you the key to your new house. Some of y'all said y'all want to move, right? Yeah, that the key's right there. Ride in the neighborhood where you want to live. And see you and your family getting out the car, going into that house. What's the matter with you? Dream. God bless dreamers. Oh, Lord, help me here. Ephesians 1, I want everybody in the Bible in Ephesians 1. Now, you haven't been to be nowhere else. I'm not looking up your revelation right now. I'm the preacher. Ephesians 1, leave your revelation alone. Listen to what I'm saying. Because I've been praying over this for hours. You just prayed over that 10 minutes. Come on, let me give you what God given us this morning. I mean, I won't shout, maybe. You know what I mean when you have a key for something and the key fit and unlock it? You can go in there when you get ready. Think about the hundreds of scriptures you know and you never unlocked them. You're trying to get a breakthrough. Breakthrough. Satan said breakthrough. Dummy, you got 1,000 keys hanging on your side. You're trying to break through something. I can't even stop you. Because the Bible said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. I don't even have no control over you. I'm just deceiving you. You don't really know who you are. You got blood on you. You got a victory that's already been won for you. You done let Satan lie to you, talking about you got to wait. You don't have to wait no longer. Today, I'm your blessing. I'm coming through for you today, right now. I'll give you an answer right now. This ain't no doggone wrestling match. You already won. You have the victory now. In me. I know it was the blood. Anybody help you yet? Huh? Anybody got a few things to go unlock? All you need is the revelation. Holy Spirit specializes in giving revelation. See, now this is heavy. Because what we've been trying to do with scriptures, we need revelation. Until scriptures become rhema, they're not going to work. So you try to use the Bible without Christ. You try to use the Bible without light. And you're beating on the wall and you're confessing that scripture and confessing it. All of a sudden you get a revelation. You don't have to confess it. Then what you do? Decree it. A decree is different than a confession. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Can I preach a little more? Yes. You know, I got thousands of people watching this by internet. You might be ready to go there hollering, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. All right, let's look at Ephesians. I got to get back to or not before we leave. All right. Because I want you to leave, or not is a covenant connotation. It's saying, I said that he didn't belong to you, or not you have it. Now, I can't do nothing on earth. This is what God's saying. I can't do nothing on earth unless I have somebody on earth knowing how to cooperate with me. See, the devil will charge God for working out of order. If God don't have somebody in faith, faith gives me the currency to do what I said I would do for you in my word. Are you following me? Huh? So you read the word, get revelation, get faith out of that word, then spirit and life will come to you. And then God has to, because God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. But he just needs somebody down here to connect with. Do you have anybody? So he's saying in the 16th verse, see not to give thanks for you, make it mention in my prayer. Here you go to prayer now. You had a prayer. This is a revelatory prayer. This is a prayer all of us need. We need it. If something's not going right, go to this prayer. Ask the Lord. He says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, now watch what he's praying about, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Not the eyes of your head. That's the eyes of your spirit. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know. Here we go. Three things. What is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of his glory, the glory of his inheritance in the saints, oh my God. Then verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Now what is the working of his mighty power? It's Sam, Colossians 2:15. What he wrought, verse 20, come on. What he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand. Who else sat with him? Ephesians 2:6. In heaven, the heavenly places. Here we go. Now, here we go, Ephesians 6:12. About to get hit again. See, but if you don't know it by revelation, you're going to try to get a breakthrough. You're trying to get a breakthrough. But you don't have to try to get a breakthrough, because he has given you keys. My church, your keys are not. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Now watch what he said. Verse 21. Mm-hmm. Far. Not a little bit.
Right.
Far above. And that's how high you above that problem.
Yes, sir. Oh, glory to God. Yes,
or that situation.
Yes, sir.
Because you're in Christ. You're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Right. Everything attack you down here don't have no substance with you.
Yes,
far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named,
yes,
not only in this world, yes, but also in that which is to come.
Right.
Now watch, verse 22. What, Jesus, verse 22. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the what?
Church.
Wow. You in the church?
Yes.
You the church?
Yes.
Which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Now let's go to this all night, and I'm going to close. Let's go back to Luke 13. My church, your keys or not. If you don't use your keys, there will be no or not.
Amen. All glory.
See? You are sons and daughters of Abraham.
Yes.
You're talking about Abraham's faith.
Right.
Through route of Christ.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Jesus is your Lord and your Master.
Yes.
He never lost a battle.
He never lost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The greatest key you have. In the name of Jesus. That key, I think that's a skeleton. That's what you call it. What you call a key? A master key. Everybody say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Whatever I'm dealing with.
Gone.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Whatever I'm believing for.
Yeah.
You see it? You see it? You see it? That's how much authority you have. Authority, dominion. But you dominate. You listen to me, young man? You dominate from another realm. You learn this, boy. You're young. Learn this now. Learn. Put your heart into this. Find out what this means. You might not understand everything I'm saying now, but get to your Bible and start follow this ministry and watch what happens to your life. You'll be a total success. I'm not just successful son. I'm a total success. I'm a success going somewhere to happen. And this book brought me there. This book brought me there. This woman humped back 18 years. Probably done went to many doctors like the other woman, trying to get that back straight. And walked up on Jesus. You about to walk up on Jesus. Whatever you're dealing with, you about to walk up on Jesus. I'm ready to walk up on Jesus. When you walk up on Jesus, brother, something gonna happen. You hear me? Jesus has a $500 check. Jesus don't be messing around. So just go back there. Come on, I gotta go back there last before I leave. Go back. I'm slobbing and everything. Go back. I want you to get it, boy. I'll slob on you. You better get that's good spit, though. Yes, sir. That spit will hear you there, partner. How long your daddy had been blind in his eye? When that switch hit him in the eye. How old he was when that switch hit him in the eye? I know I saw you somewhere in here. Huh? How old is he now? Wait a minute, y'all got to hear this. Her daddy got hit in the eye with a switch. It blinded one of his eyes. At what age? At 6 years old. So he's been blind since then. And he 80 what now? He 86. And when that eye came open? And at 85, her and her daughter sat under the anointing of camp meeting and spoke to that blind eye. And it came open. We can have some church up here right now, right? Huh? You can, the proof in the pudding is eating, right? He was six. Now, calculate six from 85. Come on, somebody. Huh? 79. Been blind in the eye for 79 years. And those two girls, let me say it this way. Those two girls sat under anointing and heard about a man named Jesus and heard about the keys that they had. They had to use a key. They didn't get no breakthrough. She unlocked her grandpa's eyes. That's what's supposed to happen. When a Christian talk, the devil supposed to take a walk. He can't stop. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness. How many years? 79 years. You imagine being 79 years blind in one of your eyes, and your daughter and your granddaughter get a hold of some keys and go talk to God about it, and all of a sudden you walk in the room and you say, I can see out both of my eyes. Blind eyes open. Say it.
Blind eyes open.
And you can't get out of debt. I say that for a reason, you know. You know I'm challenging you, right? Huh? Them keys work, boy. They work. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Jesus. Turn to Luke quickly. I got to get it. I'm not going to close it. Luke 13. You're going to leave here. I'm not going to leave you here. You ain't leave here blind. Not knowing. Or not. Everybody say or not. Now I'm going to read the story right quick so you see what's happening. Verse 14. Verse 11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. Everybody say 18 years.
18 years.
And was bound together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, get a breakthrough. Oh, Jesus never used the key. Woman, thou loose from this infirmity on the Sabbath. You loose. tell you the master knew what he was doing, boy. He's connected to the Father. And he knew the Father can't fail. He said, woman, thou art... Notice he didn't go in the prayer meeting. Sometimes y'all praying when you should be saying. Woman, thou art loose. Let's see if this is going to work. Let's see if Jesus, what Jesus said worked. Shoo, shoo. Lord, have mercy. From thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight. I'm in verse 13. Everybody with me? And glorified God. Now here come the religious folk. See, the religious folk, they're going to come. They're going to come to you. Religious folk. Religious folk have nothing but religion. Regulation, rules, but no deliverance. They want you to do all this stuff. Show me something. Well, you say, won't you show me something? I just told the man, I was blind. You want to see something? The man's eyes was blind for 79 years. Now he can see. Is that some proof? But these religious folk, they just butting you down with taxes and dues and all kind of stuff and want you to wear a certain type of head or dress. I don't know what they want. Woman can't wear pants. Why a woman can't wear pants? All you can do is put her legs in them. Jesus. Oh, my goodness. And the faithful and the rulers, yeah, there they are. Look at what they call rulers of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus healed on the Sabbath day and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work, and them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Wow. Then the Lord answered them. I like the Lord. The Lord don't play. You mess with Jesus. Jesus will call you something. He'll call you. You met with Jesus. Jesus will call you something. Look at the voice. The Lord answered and said, thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to water? Now, verse 16. Verse 16 is a covenant statement. Turn and watch what it says. I could argue my case right here, son, about the covenant. I could argue my case. I win, too. And ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham? That means she's part of my family. Now notice what he said. Whom Satan has bound. Lord, these 18 years, be loose. From this bond on the Sabbath day. And she stood straight up. My church, your keys ought not. Now listen to me, my closing. Ought not covers every case in the room. Every case on this row. Every case on this row. Once you get the revelation, there's nothing that this revelation cannot handle. Are you hearing me? You may be seated.